Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I know it's not a Tuesday morning. Today's a special episode. Today marks 3 years since the very first episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming was published. So, in today's bonus episode, we're recapping the last 3 years with some of the main topics and themes that we've talked about on the show. 3 years is a long time, and today marks that point in my podcast. Today's episode is going to be a short bonus one to think back on some of the things that we've learned over the last 3 years. But always remember, if you have any questions or ever have anything you're struggling with personal finance, please reach out. I'm always happy to take any questions, answer them on the show, or I'll just shoot you back a quick email. But the money talking points for today's episode are, what have you learned about money over the last 3 years? And two, who can you start a money talk with today? And three, what is a basic step that you would like to take with your money today to do better over the next 3 years? With the money talking points in mind, let's get talking. Welcome to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, where we go beyond the dollars and cents. Let's get talking. So today's episode is definitely different. It's a big one, but we're going to keep it short and simple as a bonus episode for you. Talk about a little bit of the things that we've learned over the last 3 years. So I want to start with the money talking points over the years. I've been doing the money talking points for, I want to say, about 2.5 years when I developed the 7 money talking points, which you can find online at moneytalkwithskylarfleming.com/resources. The 7 money talking points are kind of some things to help you get started with your money conversation so that you can talk to more people about money. But the first money talking point in today's episode is, what have you learned about money over the last 3 years? And let me get us started here. I have learned a ton. I have learned so much about how personal finance is personal, because every single guest that I have on this show brings with them a different story. Every single guest brings with them a new insight, a new way to handle money. And really, when you think about it, it's pretty cool that there's so many different ways that you can actually, like, logistically handle the money, not to even account for all the different ways that money impacts us personally, hence why it's called personal finance. But I've learned so much over the different ways people react to money, how they grew up with money. One of my favorite questions to ask, as I've thought about this on the podcast, is, what is your first money memory? That is really a great one to get you started, to help you learn about how you view money and maybe how you were raised with money. So what have you learned over the last 3 years about money? I need to hear your feedback on this one. Please shoot me an email. My email is in the show notes. Send me an email. What have you learned over the last 3 years? What's maybe something that's changed about how you handle money in the last 3 years? The second money talking point is, who can you start a money talk with today? And this is a really good one. I guarantee someone's name just popped into your mind. Now go out and have a money talk with them. There's countless people that I've talked to about money on this podcast, and there's many more people that I want to talk about money with. It can be a family member, it can be a friend, it can be someone on the internet that you maybe want to get some insights. And like I've said before, there's so many podcasts, so many people creating financial content. We all want to hear from the people who are listening to it. So if there's someone out there that you've listened to them talk about money and you want to have a money talk with them, I guarantee they'll be thrilled that you've reached out to them. I know I would be. If you send me any questions, I'd love to answer them. So who can you start a money talk with today? I hope it's a coworker. I hope it's a family member. And go and have that simple money talk with them to get that ball rolling and let the fun times go, because it is super fun to talk about money, especially when you've been doing it for 3 years. So get that conversation started today. That way in 3 years, you can all do better with money together. The third money talking point in today's episode is, what basic step would you like to take with your money to do better over the next 3 years? And think about this. There's a lot of great basic steps. There's some that we'll talk about later in this episode, but things like, just open an investing account. Just open an account at your credit union to save money on all the fees your big bank is charging you. There's so many little simple steps that if you go back and listen to really any episode of mine, you're going to find some little step that you can take today to get your finances on a better path going forward. So figure out that small step. That's today's money talking points. The third one, So figure out that small step and then go have a money talk with someone about it. And then over the next 3 years, you're going to continue to learn so much more as you keep talking about money and keep implementing those next steps. And those tiny steps are really the way to go. But I also want to talk today, as I reflect on the last 3 years, the power of the basics. Alrighty, the power of the basics. What do I consider the basics? Well, getting out of debt, tracking your expenses, and learning how to manage your money's flow or budget. I know the B word, budget, but those are the basics. You got to make sure you're out of debt or at least avoiding it, know how to handle debt, how to manage it. You have to make sure you're tracking your expenses. I think tracking your expenses is more important than budgeting. You heard it here, folks. Tracking your expenses is more important than budgeting. You have to know where your money's actually going. We know where our money's coming from. We're all very aware of our jobs and how much they're paying us. But are you aware how much you're paying Walmart, how much you're paying Amazon, how much you're paying all these other companies that are taking your money? That's why it's so important to track your expenses. So back to that third money talking point, what basic step can you start today? Start tracking your expenses. It'll be huge. It'll naturally lead you to budget, which is the other basic. Make sure you know how to handle your cash flow. Make sure you know where your money's going and that it's working for you. But that's really three of the basics. Like I've said, you can go over any of the last 3 years worth of episodes and find a small, simple step to get you started on the right path today. But next, let's talk about one of the most common responses to my famous question, what do you wish you knew sooner when it comes to money? Let's talk about that next. All right, you've heard it here on this podcast plenty of times. What's one thing you wish you would have known sooner when it comes to money? Nearly every time I ask that question, the answer is something along the lines of getting their money working sooner for them. Nearly everybody says something like this. If they can get our money working sooner for us, we'd all be in a better place. How would you answer that question? How would you answer if you knew something sooner? What would it be? Let me know. I'd love to see it in an email. We can talk about it more in a future episode. But nearly everyone says they wish their money was doing something for them sooner. They wish it was investing sooner. They wish it was being tracked sooner. All those sort of things, if we could just manage our money a little better, a little sooner, makes a huge difference in the next 3 years. So yeah, what do you need to do to get your money working for you? Well, if it's not working for you, you need to start by getting investing in some simple index funds. An S&P 500 index fund or a total market index fund is a great place to start. I like to make sure it's an ETF index fund and not a mutual fund. Just a little heads up to give you another simple tip to get started. Mutual funds can sometimes have more fees and be a little bit of a tax headache sometimes. So consider ETFs when it comes to trading simple index funds. Keep it simple. Another thing I remember that I'm recollecting as I record this bonus episode, that quite a few people wish they would have forgiven themselves sooner and not been so hard on themselves when it comes to money. Because I think that's often what holds us back so much, and especially holds us back from talking about money, is that we feel like it's all our fault. But another thing that people realize is that everyone else has seen or dealt with the same struggles that you are dealing with right now with money. So there's that pain point in the back of your mind that's coming a little bit more to the forefront as you're listening to this episode. There is someone else out there in your inner circle that has seen or dealt with that issue. So make sure you're talking about it with them so that you can get over the issue, and it'll be all well and better, especially in 3 years after you keep making these small and simple steps. So now you're saying, oh, it's been 3 years since you started the podcast. What do you wish, Skylar, what do you wish you could tell more people after 3 years? Let's talk about that next. So what do I wish I could tell more people after 3 years? Well, growing a podcast kind of sucks. It's very hard. It is not for the faint of heart. It does take a lot of hard work. And honestly, there's not a lot of gain in it. It's just a fun hobby of mine. I enjoy talking about money, and I've met some really cool people. I've gotten to talk to people on the big podcasts that I listen to. That's really cool. But talking about money is so important, and that's what keeps me going, is because I just love talking about money. It's cool to see things work out in people's lives the way they want because they took a little bit of time to plan. And it's also what's allowed Rebecca and I to spend freely. But also, I say spend freely, but we also know our healthy limits and how we want to actually handle our money so that we have it for the future and so that we can save for the future. So start talking about money today. That's what I would tell people after 3 years. Sure, I've been talking about it for 3 years and longer, but this podcast has only been going for 3 years. But if you start today, your next 3 years are going to look a whole lot different. Heck, your next 3 months are going to look a whole lot different. So don't hear me say, oh, you've been talking about money for 3 years. Of course, you're confident with money. I didn't used to be. I remember distinctly now that I'm thinking about it, I would save for things in terms of how many paychecks will that need? Oh, I can buy this after my next paycheck. I was kind of living that paycheck to paycheck lifestyle when I was younger. So there's always a moment that you can break out of that and start talking about money today. As I've said, start simple today. What are some things? So let's say you do want to start, but you don't have time to go listen to some other episodes. What is something super simple that you can do right now to get going? Well, you want to start investing? Go open up a brokerage account at Fidelity and set up an automatic transfer of $10 and then check on that when that goes in and invest it. Want to start saving some money instead of living paycheck to paycheck? Ask your HR department to let you refill out your direct deposit form and put 1% into a separate account. And then feel energized and motivated that you're actually managing to save a little bit of money. Don't touch it, let it sit there, but then get motivated. Make it 2%, make it 5%, make it 10%, make it 20%. And if you can hit 20% of your savings and then you start learning how to invest, you're set. You're golden if you can hit that number. But find a next simple step and do it. So think about it. What is the thing you need to overcome with your money? Send me an email and I'll help you craft that simple and small step that you can do to really figure out your finances over the next 3 years. But what's next for the podcast? Well, what's next for the podcast? I'm not entirely sure. I have a few more episodes after this one scheduled and recorded, but the exciting thing is I'm going to FinCon next month, and I'm super excited to go there and learn a lot about creating financial content, and I'm sure I'm going to come back with a wealth of great ideas to tell you all about. So thank you all for listening, of course. I'm also looking into the potential of becoming a CFP and pursuing that route. My current career is in marketing, but I do have a really strong interest in finance. So we will see where that goes soon enough, but I'm really interested in becoming a CFP. But that does it for this quick bonus episode. Thank you all for listening. Let's wrap it all up next. So that does it. Let's celebrate. Let's party. Please send me an email of maybe what was your favorite episode, or do you have a key moment over the last 3 years that's coming to your mind about the podcast? I would love to hear it. But that wraps it all up. That wraps up the celebration of 3 years of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. That's insane. That's so exciting. It's fantastic. I knew I wanted to make it to 3 years. That was always the goal that I had in mind, and we did it. So that's so awesome. But make sure you give this episode another listen. It's kind of a good foundational one to reflect over the last 3 years. And of course, share it with a friend. Leave a 5-star review. I really appreciate those. They help just the system find this podcast a little bit more appealing and show it to other people to help the show grow. Like I said, it's not easy to grow the podcast, and I need everyone's help who is listening. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and may not be specific to your unique situation. Please be sure to do additional research before making any financial decisions.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,